What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeMode.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on Sunday, July 11th. I didn't even know the date because I don't ever do these things on Sunday. It's game three of the NBA Finals between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Phoenix Suns. Now be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you're going to get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. We're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Jay Crowder, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker, and Pat Connaughton on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites, my top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, we're going to $7,500 PJ Tucker, and this one's pretty easy. You don't play him at MVP or star or pro. 0% chance at all of them, 44% chance at being in the optimal spot in the utility, and that should not be surprising at all. I've got Tucker in for 34 minutes. He's a 0.5 fantasy point per minute guy, which is dreadful. Projected for 5 points, 5 boards, an assist, maybe a steal. It's not great. But there's not a lot of places that you can find value on this slate. And if you try to buy minutes with Tucker, I think that's your best bet. You've got these pay-up options on both the Bucks and the Suns. Three guys on each side where it gets kind of costly to put them all into those three main spots. And if you want to do that, you need to pay down somewhere. PJ Tucker is going to get those minutes one way or the other. 30-plus seems like a guarantee so long as he's not injured. And I don't expect him to be injured. So 34 minutes for PJ Tucker at $7,500. Excellent value play. Next up at number four, we're going to $9,500 Mikal Bridges. Had a bit of a breakout in game two. No chance of being in the MVP or star here. Just a small chance at pro, 3%. 46% chance at being in the optimal utility. It's a 50% chance overall of being in the optimal lineup for Bridges. Had a much better game two than he did game one and to close out the previous series as well. Just shy of 0.8 fantasy points per minute. We're talking about 13 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 2 stocks. You're really looking for him to play a lot of good defense and hit the shots that he can when he's asked to. It's minimal usage, just 15%. Got him projected for around 26 fantasy points. That should be more than enough to use Bridges and Tucker as an excellent value combo. Now we're starting to pay up $13,500 for Chris Middleton, a 10% chance of being the optimal MVP, 22% at star, 17% at pro, and just 1% at utility, which means don't play Chris Middleton at utility, 50% chance of being in the optimal. I think he plays 42 minutes or more, right at a fantasy point per minute. We're talking 43 points in 42 minutes, 25 real points, 6.5 boards, 6 assists, and a little over a steal. They're down 2-0. Middleton's just going to have to make his shots. It's that simple. You know he's going to take them. That's not going to be up in the air. It's going to need to get to the free throw line, which he did not do in game two. But I have a sneaky suspicion the whistles will be a little bit more favorable in Milwaukee. So if you're using Middleton, use him up and down the line in the multipliers, whether that's MVP, star, or pro. I think you can justify all three. Just keep an eye on the public ownership. Saving a little bit of money on Middleton, going to 12K. Drew Holiday is the number two contender. 6% chance at MVP, which isn't ideal. 14% at star, 32% at pro, and just 3% at utility. A 56% chance of being in the optimal. Much like Middleton, I'm expecting him to be playing north of 40 minutes at a fantasy point per minute. 19 points, just shy of 8 assists, 5 boards, 2.5 stocks. He's just got to start making buckets. It's really that simple. This series could look a lot different if Drew Holiday was just a little bit better scoring in either game one or game two. Just it changes the entire complexion of the game. I just don't think that he can continue to be this bad. I don't think that he can continue to shoot so poorly from three, which while he's not some knockdown shooter, this is way below his norms and way below what I would expect for Holiday. So I'm happy to use him in all three of the multiplier spots, although the MVP is a bit of a tough sell. You can get there a little bit. Just keep an eye on the ownership. Pro is where it's at. 32% likelihood of being in the optimal just at the pro spot alone. I like getting to Drew Holiday. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Then head on over to Twitter and follow me at Josh Engelman. It's the only place you're going to get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, in the comment section underneath this video, I want your favorite contender, your least favorite contender, and the guy that you thought was going to be on this list that you didn't end up seeing. Not really any choice on this one. 16K Giannis Antetokounmpo is the number one contender for today's slate. He is 63% likelihood of being in the MVP spot, which is crazy. 12% at star, 3% at pro. You're not putting him in at utility ever. A 78% chance of Giannis being in the optimal lineup just overall. I haven't played in 40 minutes now. He did it in the last game. I expect him to do it again. Got the extra day of rest for the knee as well. He's projected for 60 fantasy points on the dot, which means 1.50 fantasy points per minute. 32.5 real points, 12.5 boards, 6 assists, 2.5 stocks. I don't really have anything else to say. On FanDuel, where the salary doesn't change, every single person on the planet knows that Giannis is the most likely top option. He's just projected for more fantasy points by a mile. So, or by a country mile, if you watch our strategy show. Don't overthink it. Giannis in the MVP spot is unquestionably the best thing you can do. You can get away with it at the star if you want to mix and match a little bit, but he's the best play of the day. I'm not surprised. He's the number one contender. Yeah, obviously. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders for FanDuel on Sunday, July 11th. I still don't know the date for today because it's a really weird one for me. Strategy show, 10 a.m. Me and Eitan, no Lofi today. Different weekend crew. So come watch Eitan and I at 10 a.m. We'll have deeper dives and live before locks later on tonight. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. I will be back again on Wednesday for Game 4 of the Finals with another edition of the Contenders.